All right, Andrew, we're officially starting. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to the mentorship call. Before we get started, though, we have to give a shout-out to Mike P. Mike P., I know he can't be on the call. If he's on the call, I've got a special gift for you, because he's opening up a store, opened up yesterday in Chester, New Jersey. He's one of our tried and true, but we know you're going to do big things up there, Mike, so you'll have to listen to this one later. But thanks for what you're doing. So getting back on track, a couple weeks ago, we had the six words, the six qualities of a leader that you found on a website, and you were picking one out to talk about that might fit you, that might actually call your name, mean have some kind of special meaning perhaps. And so those six words again were love, intensity, inspiration, listening, coaching, and encouragement. And I was throwing a curve because I thought for sure love and listening were going to fight it out for that first spot. And love and listening did fight pretty hard, but that was a tie for second. And I was pretty surprised to see that overwhelming vote for encouragement. And so we had quite a few write-ups on encouragement. I was proud of all of the ones that I saw, really. Honorable mention for everybody, but I promised a $25 Mike's Bucks prize for this one, and guess what? I couldn't just pick one. I've got two. And so I'm going to pick two, and I'm going to read them, and it'll be quick. But the winners of this contest, we have Alan Smith, and we have Jake. So let's start off with Jake. And by the way, Jake wrote about listening, but that's okay. He's still. I thought his insight was pretty good here. And he did read Michael Stanier's book, which is a good one about coaching. But listening will enable us as leaders to form the questions that get others thinking and ultimately progressing. And so he goes on to say that listening empowers others instead of telling others what to do. I don't like to give advice or tell people how they think so they can respond themselves to the happenings in their lives. I strongly believe that people should make decisions for themselves and that good leaders aid in this by helping others unlock those decisions themselves. Right on. In my personal life, my friends often come to me when faced with a difficult decision because they know I won't tell them what to do. And so there is a bit of the coaching secret right there. We don't tell people what to do. We really try to avoid that advice monster, as we say. And we keep asking questions. And those questions we learn as a coach. And they're individual questions. There's universal questions like, what's on your mind? And what else? So thank you, Jake, for that. Jake Klein, we'll send you out your prize. And then, of course, Alan Smith. Alan is a pretty insightful guy. Anybody that knows Alan, he's been around for a while. He's working hard in Florida. And Alan said, also listening. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Listening is an important cultural word. He started out with that. He works in all the words together. Coaching is never ending. Love is a genuine cultural need. Integrity is essential. You've got to walk the talk. Inspiration is the key to giving everyone a sense of higher purpose. But encouragement, in my mind, is the critical piece that builds great culture. You must praise your people and find out what they can do right. Find the right in them every day. And he goes on with several insightful paragraphs and finishes up with, praise is the greatest form of encouragement which must happen daily by all. Our daily bread. Praise leads to coaching, correcting, listening, leads to hearing the heartbeat of the team, inspire when you understand your team, it's done. Integrity leads to love. He just really tied all that in there together. Nice job, Alan. And I think you really understand what that is about. So that's what we got out of that lesson. And ironically, our lesson today is entitled How to Elevate Through Encouragement. And so that's been teed up for a while. I had no idea you guys would pick encouragement. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's just part of how the universe lines up. But there's a double irony in that one because some of you know I was on my annual retreat with the Benedictine monks this weekend. And it was an awesome time. And the mentor of mine that was supposed to meet with me, Father Blaine, 88 years old, just like Father Dennis, who you heard me talk about, that passed recently. Well, he was sick. And so I had to scramble. There's other monk mentors there that can give you the lesson plan for that weekend. But ironically, I did bump in, I have to tell the quick story, it was Father Barnabas. Father Barnabas, who chose his name, Son of Encouragement. Barnabas means Son of Encouragement. And he used to say, to encourage someone is putting courage in their hearts. But here is this priest now again in his 80s, and he's slumped over in his wheelchair bound now and not doing well. We're getting ready for the mid-morning prayer, and I happened to spot him in the corner and went over, and you know, you can just envision an old monk with his head bent over in his lap, and you can't talk to him unless you get on one knee and look up. And it was like, hey, Barnabas, it's Keith. And you know, he just kind of lit up, and that was just a moment that, you know, you just can't really predict, but it was a treasure in itself. And he kind of perked up, and I said, hey, how about after prayer I can buy you lunch? And see, we're just going to wheel him into the lunchroom anyway. And so he said, yeah. And he had a young monk, it was his attendee right then. He looked like he was 13 years old. Little Brother Tim, as he was known. And I said, are you new here? And he said, yeah, I'm new. I'm just here a couple weeks. And I kind of gently, nicely just pushed him out of the way. And I said, I'll take it from here. And I pushed Father Barnabas into the mess hall, where we had a great lunch and chatted. And I would have been fine if everything was, you know, impromptu then. As a former abbot of the monastery, just an insightful guy, unbelievable leader. But he lured me into his room by saying, hey, do you like chocolate? I've got a box of chocolates. And so, you know, it's kind of weird, but I said, sure, yeah. And there he was in his room. It was just his birthday. He had his unbelievable time. Had an hour with this man, and probably won't ever get that again. Don't know how much time he has left on the earth, but just a great gift. You never know what's going to happen. This is why we keep getting up and we say our morning mantra. But that was a quick story there about encouragement. He himself, I wrote in my book about him when he came to the store. And his words at that point in time when he saw us said, Keith, what a great ministry you have here. And changed the way we looked at our customers. So now we have to talk about our beach winner. So your assignment this week was to get on the website. Check out that cosmic 3-minute video. Andrew, I just got to give Andrew some more kudos, man. This guy's got some talent. So we just go down there and shoot a bunch of B-roll, and he comes up. And if you clicked on the next 10 minutes, you kind of got the secret message in there. But where is your beach? The answers were just awesome. Couldn't believe it. But I had to pick one. In fact, the thing that was fun.